Hello, folks. I'd like to welcome you to the latest edition of Papa's Basement. Today we've got, Will, when's the last time you were in studio, man?
God, I don't know.
It's been easily a month.
Half, maybe, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. But we got the brother in, thank God. Hopefully we're live on air. I've got all my levels done. Mom, call in right now just to tell us if we're on air, if you can hear us. We'll be waiting on that call.
I can actually hear you through the headphones.
Yeah, I know. The monitors are actually set up for once. Looks like they're getting off their asses fixing the boards. We got a good little outline, stuff to do, but the first thing I promised I would show Will, if you folks at home want to play along, and by the way, sorry I cut down that rousing rendition of Throw the Jew Down the Well or whatever that song is they play right before our show.
Oh,
you know, you noticed it. They have the little country bumper. They put all that effort into that crap. Let me turn up the headphones.
Oh, the station actually makes those themselves?
No, it's not the station. It's the show. Oh, the always tardy Leonard Reynolds.
Cause he black.
CPT. All right, we got Leo too. Leo, bam down. What up, man?
Do we have a third pair of headphones?
No.
I don't know. I don't think so. Hell, pad for a second while I look for one.
I don't see it. Don't matter.
Oh, crap. Is mom calling in already? Sweet.
Mommy.
Hold on. Let me put up the phone levels so we can hear Maria, although she could wake the dead. Tumble phone. Hello.
Okay.
Ah! Feedback!
Oh.
Hello.
I think we hung up on mom.
That's a shame.
I heard horrible levels of feedback.
Yeah, close the phone lines, man. What's going on there?
Alright. Okay, mom, call again.
The noise is still there.
The feedback.
Is it because you opened it on the mixing board? There you go. What did you just do?
I'm turning the phone on and off. So there's now feedback built into the phones. Very nice. Okay.
Nothing but the
Here's
highest
Maria.
Level equipment.
Let's see what we can do. Mom?
Really, to call again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Is everything working well?
It is deafening, and I hear myself on echo.
Okay.
What?
I don't know, but that hissing or whatever is annoying. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like we're talking through crappy Radio Shack walkie-talkies.
Oh, screw it.
But the levels sound okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds good to us. It's tinny when we talk to each other, but on
exactly.
the air, you're fine. Okay.
All right, love
Bye.
It. All
okay,
right.
Break a leg, guys. Bye.
Oh, that was butt awful.
Yeah, it's close. Whatever. There we go.
Something's up with it. Oh, man. I think it's too good to be true with those phones.
Who funds this anyways?
Us?
Taxpayer.
Yeah. Johnny Taxpayer. Yeah. Anyhow, Will, come along. I don't know if you guys, Leo, have you heard the story about the chopped up girl they found in Houston?
No, I did not hear
this
story.
It's a knee slapper.
Is she white?
Yeah.
Is that why it's national news?
Exactly.
You find some chopped up kid like I care.
Exactly. Hold on. Al-Qaeda threatens attack on Libya. Iraq plans action against Kurdish rebels. I don't care. Millions of pounds of beef recalled. The man sues over loss of penis. Hello, have not read this. Mom, Madeline out there somewhere. Screw this. We're reading the penis story.
Of course.
Yeah, you know my priorities. A Salvadorian man with terminal cancer is suing the government, claiming he was denied proper medical treatment when he was detained at an immigration facility. Did not see the word penis once in that opening paragraph. Francisco Castaneda, who is facing deportation, filed suit in federal court accusing federal and state agencies providing negligent medical care. Where's penis?
Did you click on the right link?
Yes. Okay, we got it. Third paragraph. Castaneda, 35, claims the cancer wouldn't have reached the terminal stage if he'd received proper treatment. His penis was amputated after he was freed from federal custody in February, and he's undergoing chemotherapy. I never knew there was junk cancer.
There's colon cancer, so I guess it has to be.
There's testicular cancer. But
yeah,
I never heard of
that's so very
dong cancer either.
Okay. Composite sketch released of girl stuffed in box. Now that's funny already. Girl stuffed in box.
Jack in a box.
Authorities are hoping composite sketches will help them identify a child whose body, stuffed in a large plastic storage bin, washed ashore this week.
Wait, so they're saying like the parents don't even know like whose kid it is?
No, no one knows whose kid it is. They found a dead kid in a box.
Oh, I think I saw that at the gym. They had the news on.
If you guys want to play along, go to CNN.com.
Maybe it won't stop crying.
Go halfway down the... Yeah, man, you know, I don't know.
The sketch they have, it looks like she's, like, ugly and retarded.
Well, that's what John was saying, that's why we're looking it up. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Popular news, the first link is composite sketches released a girl stuffed in a box.
I haven't heard any of this.
Now, you think you're going to get all these police sketch artists from around the world, because apparently all the cops are really fired up about this one, really trying to solve this case. So you think... You're going to get some real art.
Such a big industry.
As I told Will, this looks like I got a hard-on, stuffed a pen up my prick, and then, like, humped a wall. It's the crappiest sketch I've ever seen. If you guys want to hop across the council for a second, we'll get Will's reaction on mic. Will, close your eyes or keep them averted until you walk around this side. And then...
What the hell? It looks like that Madam Firefly from House of a Thousand Corpses if she were a kid.
Oh, good call. It just looks like cavemen.
Yeah.
She looks like a missing link. And she's got the, as Leo says, it looks like her tongue's in prison whenever someone has the chiclet teeth.
Yeah.
Like every tooth has a gap. She's got a flat little KRS-One nose and ugly hair and not an attractive girl. Who wants to solve this murder?
Not I.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not feeling any burning urge. So, yeah, I just wanted to start off the show with that one, that laugh at a
failure of a police sketch artist.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, man, come on. That's like a bit in a comedy movie where someone's like,
stick figure.
Yeah, you said blue eyes, Kramer, and then you show off a stick figure with huge stick figure genitals or boobs or something.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Anyhow, let's go to the trusty outline, which is packed with goods. Fingers crossed. The first topic, I don't know why this is listed. This is for our view-like show, because, folks, we did nothing last night, literally. I know typically we talk about our boozing and going out, but, Leo, what did you do? What did you watch on TV, more accurately?
Let's see. I watched Friday Night Lights, A Shot of Love of Tequila, Tila Tequila, Ugly Betty, some basketball.
Okay.
But hey, I also did go out before that and played football, so.
I hit the gym too. Yeah. You know, we're an active house. I'm not saying we're fat pig lards.
Yeah.
We're all fairly in shape. Although you and I are kind of getting bosoms.
I already had bosoms.
Mine are still pretty proud. But we got to work on that. That gym, by the way, is open on weekends.
What gym?
It closes really early. Remember last week, it was a sad picture. We decided to go to LA Boxing.
Oh, yeah.
And they had closed for the day, and we had just hit Wendy's right beforehand.
Well, I had to go to Wendy's.
You were feeling hungry.
What time was it?
It's like 4 p.m. It closes really early. But just imagine Leo and I with, like, greasy fingertips eating nuggets out of the box with our, like, our oily noses pressing against the window.
Yeah, we're like, we should join.
Yeah, we need to join. Change must come. But, yeah, so I looked up their hours. They just closed mad early.
So you haven't been inside yet?
Nah, we looked, man. It's like a million punching bags. That's about it.
So nothing special?
Nothing amazing. Yeah. I mean, there's a ring. You can spar.
Can do that on concrete. In a parking lot.
This is true. Oh, God. I have the worst itis. Mom got us a pizza, and I ate the whole thing, literally. It was a small, but, oh, Lord. It was like feta and dried tomatoes and spinach. Maggiano's or some crap. And she's like, take the rest. I'll eat it through the day. So I kept eating the slices in the car, and then I didn't want it to go cold, so I dug them up and ate it before they went in the fridge.
Nice.
My secret shame, to quote Homer. So, yeah, I don't know why I wrote down about hoary girls. I guess because I've had this debate with you before. Like, when does a chick's headcount get gross? Oh, no. We're first going on about why I needed the view-like topics, and it's because we did jack crap last night. Will, what did we do?
TV. And then we went to Giant to buy alcohol, and then we went to Blockbuster to try to redeem some coupon, which was a fake.
That was a fake coupon, did I?
Oh, yeah, I could tell it was
a
fake.
Yeah, I did too. That's why I gave it to Will. Because,
it had absolutely like no purchase required. So
yeah, exactly. But. So I gave it to my brother. because I'm a loving.
That's why I looked at it and I was like, okay, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. When Justina emailed it to us, it was a piece of email that got around our office that said, Blockbuster coupon, 2 free DVD rentals, 2 free 20-ounce Cokes, and a box of popcorn.
Dumb, sad mother effers working in your office.
Yeah, and even true. I, Christ, man, yeah, you look at that.
It's like Blockbuster. Who
Speaking
gives an
of
ass?
Good frauds, though, have you heard about the email scams saying they're part of the U.S. government collecting money for the wildfire victims?
No.
And you plug in your bank info and get juiced?
So who would be that
basically
dumb, man?
The Nigerian scammers.
Exactly. Good. Our local barrister took all our money. I love that one, man. I didn't see that one until like the last 2 years.
Really?
Like,
I get them all the time. They used to send them all the time to my old office.
Really?
And they always have like the fake like American names.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, my name is Thomas Dave or something that like doesn't make sense.
I'm the founder of Wendy's, Dave Thomas.
I'm just like awful grammar. Like, please do send bank account info.
Yeah, you have to send it to get the Nigerian diamonds.
One time
or something.
I emailed them back and I was like, yeah, I'll do it.
So I have too, I think.
They used to call my old office and like my boss would talk to them for fun.
He called my cell phone.
Oh, yeah, one of them tried to scam Mark for rent.
What?
One of them tried to scam Mark for rent. She was like, yes, I am a model. I would like to Craigslist, you know, he had posted his place on Craigslist.
Craigslist your sex.
Yeah, Craigslist for sex. But she sent all these like fake model pictures, and he was like, cool, give a ring. Let's talk to you before
he actually
that
fell
check.
For her, or is he just messing with
nah,
her?
Nah, he's just messing with her. But it was this chick who's trying to pretend she's out of like Omaha or something. Sounded like she should be driving a cab. It's freaking delicious.
She didn't even send like pictures of Iman or something.
No.
RuPaul.
Freaking white broad. And then it's just like, Nigeria. Yeah. It was good.
Speaking in click.
Yeah, exactly. The foom foo. To quote Eddie Murphy. God, oh, I got the stank balls going, man. I didn't hit the shower after the gym.
Mexican ball.
Nice. I've been marinating like 3 hours in this stuff. And I'm wearing a sweater.
Yeah, no.
Let me take that off. Courting the dripping even more.
Sweater jacket.
You know what pisses me off? We're only at 6 listeners right now.
Mm.
And the real
We're
estate.
We're up by 50%.
Well, the real
my
estate
mom's not
four.
Listening. Because
that's like a tenth of our audience right there.
Yeah, because my dad and her, they're going to the Poconos.
Really?
This weekend, yeah.
You know what they're going to do?
Poke?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, some sweaty old person banging.
It's my dad's birthday. So.
Oh, he's getting BJ's, son.
B-Day BJ.
You hear that, Laurel? Your old man's getting his.
What about you?
Yeah. Your old man is getting more vajay than you this weekend. Anyhow. So that's why we actually have a list of things to chat about. And the first on the list is, what do you think is a gross head count for a woman? Nine.
I think double digits is pretty nasty.
Double digits. So, and by head count, I don't mean like actually going down. I mean banged out.
Yeah.
Banged like a gong. Like the breakdancing robot on the gong show.
When you guys say
mom,
gross,
don't call in.
Yeah.
Does that mean that you won't hook up with them?
Well, I was going to do kind of different degrees. I want to go like, what number gives you pause?
Mm-hmm.
What number are you like, but you'll still do it? Uh-huh. And what number are you like, I don't think I can?
Also, I think we should like do what number you would actually date the girl. What number would you just like, hey, just bang her?
Mm-hmm.
And then what number would you keep talking to her and banging her more than one time?
As an actual kind of relationship.
Yeah,
okay,
but
you know
not
what?
Really dating.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, hi, Mom. Hold on, I'm
going to write
a piece
it down.
Of paper. Yeah, we're gonna do a radio show bit right here. We're DJs. Here's your slip, Leo. Sling it over to him. We got some pens in the office. Will, there you go. Oh, someone's calling in. All right, get ready for Static Storm, everybody. Let me turn down the feed.
I'm so ashamed of you.
How dare you call yourself a Papa Giorgio?
What would your father think?
Hello.
I'm sorry. Were you talking to me because I had a grief support call that came in?
No.
Okay.
I want to cover your ears for the next segment.
Oh.
Okay. I am your father, Luke.
Well, let me turn these off then. Okay.
Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
But don't sign off. We need the listeners.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. So what was the first number? Dateable, bangable.
And
what?
Marriage, too.
Marriage. See, marriage and dating is hand in hand.
Yeah.
I gotta say, okay, first one is gonna be just, where would you go like, huh, that's a little high. But little, you really, okay. You could still date this girl.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Oh, still date?
Still, okay, no. Okay, let's, I'm trying to think what would be the better comedic order. You know what? What's the number where you wouldn't even touch it?
Has to be.
On the paper. On the paper. Number one.
Well, we still need the listeners to listen.
Won't touch. And I know, I wish I had some Jeopardy music to play. We have everyone writing down their number. This is writing down a piece of paper, number one. How many?
You have to, like,
here's
I got it working.
Like, you got it working? Okay. Yeah, I got the outline pen and the Sharpies if anyone needs anything. Okay, right. Number one, won't touch.
Now, wait, won't touch means, like, you'll still bang them? I mean, well...
I guess the BJ is never out of the question.
All right, okay.
Or a foot J.
FJ. Or a CJ.
A CJ. If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Wait, okay, so now I'm confused by this.
Okay, number one just is just, you are not touching it. You are not touching
period?
It.
Period?
Or you're just not touching the garage.
Okay.
The all garage. Right.
You're not parking.
Yeah. Her two-car garage, or many more cars, as it were.
In garage number one. Well, it depends on the girl, see? Like, you know, if it was, like, some hot porn star who's done, like, 1,000 guys? But it's, like, extremely hot.
Well, obviously, we're not going to get that type here.
But, so. Yeah. Right. Not in Chantilly.
Let's be realistic. All right,
all right. Yeah, we're talking, you meet this at Fridays. She's like, by the way,
yeah.
As we share our green bean fries, guess how many people I banged?
Well, again, if you say she's smoking hot, would you really
shy
away?
This is a smoking hot girl. I mean, because I'm not going to bang some whore ugly thing.
I would. I don't care.
Okay.
I really don't mind if I die.
When are we just getting you a pumpkin to throw in the microwave? Okay.
Just give him a cat.
Yeah. Okay. So number one, so, hot girl. This is a hot girl.
I
want
to draw the inference.
So just imagine, with all these answers, is the hot girl.
Hot girl. H-O-T. Okay. Capital. Right. Make it hot.
So
it's hot at the top.
So it's all going to be the same hot girl. But basically, yeah, their count just gets lower or higher.
Yeah, exactly. So, hot girl. Hot, hot, hot.
See, this is, well...
Okay, imagine
this
you're
is all
celebrity.
Inherently flawed. I don't know.
Why is this inherently
okay,
flawed?
Okay, say when you talk about dating. Okay, say she's still banging, like, 200 dudes, but...
Yes.
For some reason, you get the vibe, like, she's totally reformed and she's completely trustworthy
we
and
can
dependable.
Do that. Okay, I'm saying...
Would you actually still be bothered by the number, then?
Yeah.
Well, we'll
find
you
out.
Put yeah, exactly. Okay. You commit to paper, and we will blossom from there.
All right.
So number one is just like, I really don't want to touch you. Like number one is jaw on the floor. Exactly. Oh.
Ho.
Use a ho.
You know what I saw earlier?
We should actually try to do the three-part vocal arm.
I see the ho rising.
I got hoes on NTV Jams earlier today.
Really?
Yeah.
Who does that? Ludacris?
Yeah, same guy who does hoes.
That's right. It was his.
Luda.
Doesn't also have, like, what's that jackass's name? Jermaine Dupri or something? Or no?
Okay.
Is he in the
okay.
video?
He might be in the video.
All right, my ADD friends. Yes. And I'm ADD
Nate
as
Dogg
well.
Was doing the hook.
Number one, you're just like, oh, my God.
Any relation
oh,
to Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Number two is...
Warren G actually is related to Snoop Dogg.
Nah, Warren G and Dr. Dre are cousins.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, sorry.
All right, no. Okay.
We digress.
You guys want your own show over there? A little five-minute segment. Okay, so number one is just like, I really don't think I can. Number two is you feel you slipped up, and if you don't catch anything, you're like, I got lucky. Okay, let's just do two. Number one is I really wouldn't, and number two is where your eyebrow goes like, that's a little high. But you don't think a ton about it. Two numbers. Real easy. Right. As I text to set up sex with a trollop.
She's listening.
Who knows?
Don't you post that on MySpace where she can read it?
Yes.
Way to not ask where you eat.
Yeah, I don't care. Take a big ass sandwich. Ass turkey to feed the poor.
Ass on her head.
Ass in your hat.
Give it the old.
All right, is everyone done?
I guess.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, we're gonna go round robin. We're gonna have Leo, then Will, then me. My answers will be probably the most disgusting, but who knows? Okay, number Leo, where you're just like,
number Leo.
number of Leos you've slept with.
All right, number one.
Number, yeah, this is the number where you're just like, I really don't think I can. Sorry.
It is 30.
Wow. Okay.
Low baller.
Low baller.
What?
I've definitely tapped some over 30.
Oh, Jesus! Who would even tell you that?
Some horrible people.
Who? Can you give me like a vague description in case I know?
Oh, we've discussed everyone's been with. You've heard of these?
The bigums.
No. Oh, bigums. Those are horrible things. I try to avoid them at all costs. All right, Will. You're like, I don't think I could.
I put the infinity symbol.
The Mobius.
Again, it's all debatable.
It's all relative. You know what? I'm pretty much with you because there was the one. Was 117 who was.
Yeah.
You remember that? Where I really didn't think I could go through with it, but if she tested clean,
who cares? Women are parking spaces anyway. The Sopranos.
What is that? Who says that?
It's like Christopher saying how he can't like bang Juliana Margulies because Tony like has been there and is in his mind at least. And she's like, I'm not a parking space.
That's good. All right, I wrote down. I'll lower mine a little because I feel like filth now. But no, we'll go with what's on paper. 80.
Seems almost arbitrary.
Yeah, it does.
But I have a question. Do girls actually get up, like, average girls, do they actually get up that high?
No.
Okay, good.
No, your average girl is going to be 13?
13?
12, somewhere in there.
Still like a little gross.
I'm asking a guy, not
dancing
a girl.
Dancing over, yeah, I want to say.
Well, no girl will give you an honest answer.
They're dancing into double digits. Yeah. They're tiptoeing, typically.
Oh, yeah, I know, like.
Well, you got to do
the older we get.
Yeah, because you got to do simple math at this age, you know? It's, And you also got to think how many times, you know, who cares if it's two guys, if it's been, you know, infinity plus five.
That's the thing. I mean, I can't count how many times I've done it. It's just like,
yeah, you can.
I mean, if it's someone's boyfriend, yeah, you're going to expect they've done it like 1,000 times.
Oh, yeah, you know, he's worn the eraser off that pencil. he's done his thing. All right. And so then what's the number where you're just like, okay, that's fairly normal, touch gross, but fairly normal.
Well, I guess mine's going to be even lower than you guys.
Go for it.
But it's 17.
I said 10, man.
You said 10. I said past 22.
I said a 22?
Little. Yeah, once you're dabbling 23 and above, there's a little mess. Because I don't know. I mean,
if you exceed your age.
All right, let's think about this logically. You got two in high school, typically. Right? At least one in high school.
Yeah, well, of course one, but or zero. I would say probably more than two.
Really? High school?
No, that's pretty. I mean, man. Like,
yeah. Our high school is pretty tame.
Chicks seem to be getting. I know. We went to a crappy school. You know what was good? Robinson.
Really?
Every chick I ever met from there is like a filthy hobo.
Just flinging it. Like,
yeah, like.
Well, see, we had a daycare at our high school.
Oh.
One of the high schools. Actually, we might have two in the academy, but I don't think anyone really utilized it.
No.
I think it's Chantilly because I knew a couple of girls who got pregnant. You had to
they just disappeared.
Leave. Yeah.
They went to Mountain View.
You had to go to Mountain View until that thing came out.
Yeah. Well, actually, if it was late enough,
you could finish.
Yeah, you just went to Mountain View, and when you gone, you stay gone.
Or you be gone.
Exactly.
Well, no, because I think Nettie's sister walked with a bun in the oven. I'm not sure.
Oh, Nedro.
Because she got like pregnant just like at the end of her senior year or something.
Really?
So I guess she had to get a maternity graduation gown.
Nice. A little baby diploma. I'm walking for two. Oh, my Lord. Yeah. God, Nettie's sister. That was some scandalous stuff.
She's pretty hot, man.
As I recall.
I actually saw her like on Route 50 like a week ago because I saw his Marmobile car.
Really?
Yeah.
How was it? Was the ginger tight, to quote Wu-Tang?
Looks the same, man.
Really? Not babied. Okay, good for you.
No, I think if you have them young, they recover pretty well.
Depends. Yeah. I know a few.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking like 16 to 18.
Yeah, there. It's not going to do much. But if the chick's trying to get fat, she'll find a way with
like
the baby.
Jerry's ex.
Yeah. Right,
even though she wasn't that young. Although she looks like she... Nah.
No, anyone who's always skirting that chubby line and doesn't
towing the line.
Yeah, it doesn't have good nutrition habits.
Falls on the bad side of the fence.
Oh, yeah.
Falls into the volcano.
Falls like a bowling ball, man.
The volcano of obesity.
But, yeah, no, I would say at Tilly, the average broad lost her V-card, like, the summer between junior and senior. At least for, like my little GT world.
But
everyone was late to the party. Whole lot of... What's the line from Always Sunny?
What?
Hand jobs and what? Flying like hotcakes?
I don't know. No, I
massages really and hand jobs flying like hotcakes.
All I remember was the hand jobs.
Yeah, that's it.
But
I don't care about the massages.
Yeah, exactly. But actually, handies bore the hell out of me, too.
Yeah.
It's offensive. Know. It's like, I can do it better.
Yeah.
You know?
Some girls are all right with them.
It's like, how dare you? The Harrison Ford. How dare you, sir?
What was that from?
What? Patriot Games? Something? Some crap.
Never seen
Jack Ryan flicks.
I think it was.
But, well, your school in D-Town, where you grew up in the hood, of course.
No. Woodbridge.
Yeah, Woodbridge.
Just trying to make you sound tough, man.
The D.C. Dale City.
Yeah, the D.C. Yeah, Woodbridge. When was everyone getting punched?
Probably around 15, 16.
Yeah, because you're talking.
Right, that's within bounds.
You're talking white trash there.
So. Yeah, well, that's
we
like
had a mix of group. Like,
really?
Yeah, we had like.
I guess people. Yeah, there are a lot of black people in Hoodbridge too.
Yeah,
it's just the trash of every race. Much like
together.
Maryland. Much
yeah.
like Maryland.
Well, thanks, guys.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Yeah. So, I guess ours was a little behind the curve, but not too much, because I know
Chantilly is actually like pretty rich. I mean.
Yeah. Well, Tony was telling me great stories about San Diego, where he grew up, where like chicks got crapped if they weren't swiped by like 11 or 12.
Jesus.
Like if you got to middle school and were a V, you were a laughing stock.
God. Wow.
I don't know, man. And he was in this like high school that turned out multiple playmates or something. Like one of my all time favorite playmates was his lab partner for like a whole year or some crap.
Jesus, who?
She was in. What's the movie? Tomcats or some junk?
No.
With Jeremy...
Jerry O'Connell.
Jerry O'Connell, exactly.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me
do
look.
Do you remember her name?
We'll it was really out. Crowdy. It was really German, like Julie something or other. Julie Schwartz?
Hasselhoff.
So did he hit any of these?
I don't know. We're going on the porn site at work, folks.
Yeah.
Hold on. Freeones.com?
Julie... Did Tony get any of these P-mates?
No, although I think he dabbled in many a hot... California chick. He did not get freeones.com.
Move out there. Huh?
Da, 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 da. There's a plug for the porn.
And you used to live there?
I lived in LA.
Yeah.
We'll tell the story of why Tony had to leave, with him beating four gang members half to death when he was 12.
Are you serious?
Hell yeah, man. He doesn't tell that story much, but he's like a damn American hero.
Oh.
Julia Schultz.
I think I actually know the name. Blonde.
Yes, here she is. This was Tony's lab partner for a year, folks.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
Holy hell, lucky son of a bitch. So, she's like our age?
Yeah. God, 26, 27.
Makes me sick.
Actually, no, they were, it was maybe a year or two gap. She's like 28, 29. But yeah, I mean, like, seriously, I'm not big on Playboy, period, but that's one of the only playmates where I'm like, damn, that's
oh,
good.
Oh, God, man, I mean... Yeah, if I'm just looking at stuff, I don't care for Playboy, but Christ, if you know that in real life, holy
yeah,
hell.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's good. Good eats.
Unfair. Nice. I don't even want to, like, think that exists in real life.
It does.
It's too frustrating.
It keeps me alive.
Too angry.
It keeps me awake at night, seriously. Where you're just like, wow, even the 10s of this area are like California 6s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's way different out there.
It's night and day. That's all I want in life. I want to keep leveling up. As we say, get better and bigger and entertainment and look better and go there and bag playmates all day. Like Owen Wilson's life minus the suicide. Like, that's awesome to me.
Dude, if I had
Why, is he like a sea hound?
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Oh, my God. There's so many great pictures of him at the mansion. Because he's cool about it. He's like an actual artist. Like, you see Fred Durst at the mansion. It's like, yeah, enjoy it before you're working the doors, buddy.
Yeah.
You know? But Owen, man, that's good stuff. The butterscotch stallion. Getting his... Anyhow, let's see. Let's see what we got, since we might have played that one out a little much.
I'm still having fun on the top.
No. Oh, with the ghastly chicks, by all means.
Oh, no.
Inject a little life into it.
No, oh yeah, Tony, the Tony. Gang member.
Oh,
story.
Tony's story. Okay, here's Tony is a great guy, a little quiet. Not big fan of humanity in general, but who can blame him after this? He heard a chick, he was 12 at the time, getting raped, like down some alley.
Wait, he was getting raped?
No, he heard some chick.
Did he watch Training Day?
Hey, I was just thinking
no,
about
that. No, I heard this one years ago, before Denzel. Anyhow, he hears this chick getting raped by like three or four gang members. I think it was four, actually. And he's like you, where he can go off the handle when fighting.
Right.
Like when he was a little kid, like a cousin started hitting him, and he threw the cousin down and bit a chunk of flesh out of his stomach.
Whoa.
Yeah, so, I mean, he really does the crazy crap.
Right.
So, anyhow, he sees this and apparently tears, like, a metal pipe off the wall and just starts beating these four guys half to death.
Were they, like, adults?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And one of them stabs him.
Holy Christ. I was going to say, didn't they have guns?
But, like, one was paralyzed. One's a quadriplegic. One walks with a limp. And the other two are okay.
Holy hell. But, so, you had to, like, go to court and stuff?
Well, they had to leave San Diego because the gangs were about to kill Tony. Because, like, wow. Yeah, I mean, he's ballless.
The rival game should have, like, initiated him.
Yeah, seriously.
So did he get to finish raping the chick like, after he won?
Did he get his? No, here's the effed up part.
Did he get a thank you, BJ?
No, he's bleeding out, and he's, like, calling an ambulance, and she just panics and runs. And what? So, like, he almost dies because of it. And someone else has to call the ambulance.
She was embarrassed that he saw her cooter.
Yeah, exactly. I guess. When she
was she hot?
When she wasn't. I don't know the details to that point.
Get to the pertinent questions.
Was his titties big? But, yeah, so he got, like, a key to a city, key to San Diego and stuff like that. And then his parents were like, all right, time to leave. And they came.
So was this, like, on television and stuff, I'm guessing?
No, I think it was a big local news story that, you know. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, like, in San Diego.
Hero teen kills people. And then he came here.
Wow.
Are we down to five? I thought we were still at six, but that's my blurry-ass contacts doing their thing. Oh, you traitorous whores.
Even though we regale you with such great tales.
Oh, we're putting on a good one today.
Yeah. What's the next on our list?
Next on our View Like List, Star Jones. Actually,
I am a lawyer.
Exactly. I was going to say, why is Leo got to be Star? Just because he's wearing a Ghostbusters outfit, why does he have to be Winston?
Yeah.
That's because I forgot their names. All I remember is Egon.
He could be and Peter. He could be Peter.
Is that Bill Murray?
Yeah.
And who's the fourth guy, like a blonde guy or something?
Dan Aykroyd.
There's Dan Aykroyd. Right. There was Harold Ramis, right?
Yeah, he's Egon.
He's Egon.
Yeah.
And we never remember Dan Aykroyd's name.
Nah.
Okay.
You know what? By the way, fantastic opening line.
What?
It's so innocuous. I heard this once. Any dumb question you'd ever shove into Google, just ask people instead. Be like, hey, my friends and I are talking about the Ghostbusters. Who's the fourth Ghostbuster? Look at Leo. Contempt in his eyes.
No.
All right, then screw it. We're going to IMDb it right now. Actually, we're not.
We don't care. I don't think our listeners care anyways.
No, it's Egon, Peter, and Stay Puff and Slimer.
I mean, if they're listening on the internet, then they probably already checked anyways.
Yeah.
Call in and tell us, you lazy bastards.
Yeah, call in. We haven't received any
calls.
Oh,
the phones suck.
Yeah, they said, God, what is up with that? They were good for like 1 week. One effing week.
That's all you get in public access.
Yeah,
so.
Seriously. Wayne's World Party.
Get one shot.
Handsome Dan and Mr. Scream.
Oh, God. Best scene in Wayne's World, too.
Jefferson.
Jefferson. Yeah, with his
longest
scream.
Gil, is that his name? The British dude? Or Dill? Dell.
Del
Preston.
Del Preston. I don't like Del Preston that much.
We're
it's
like,
okay. No, the Mr.
Turret. These babies tend to heat up quick, so be sure to fire
Harry
in three
Shearer.
Seconds first. That's Harry Shearer?
Yeah.
The Simpsons dude?
Nigel from Spinal Tap?
No, Nigel's not Harry
Nigel's
Shearer.
The DJ.
Oh, yeah. No. I was talking about Del.
No, Del's.
No, Nigel's like the redhead. The bassist is Harry Shearer. Okay,
yeah, the bassist is Harry Shearer.
He's not Nigel.
It's not Nigel.
David St. Hubbins is
Nigel
Michael
Tufnell.
Keehan. Christ, I can't remember the third dude's name.
What is with us today?
Well, no, because he's not like one of the main dudes.
That's true.
I don't think they make a big deal out of his name, actually.
No, you hear it.
Yeah, but it's basically always around like Nigel and David.
David St. Hubbins.
Nigel Tufnell.
eyeing up the clock?
No, I was...
Oh, we got it back!
Yeah,
it's Sir Neat Clock.
It's a different clock. That's why I was looking at it.
Oh, it's nice.
Is it?
All right. Yeah. Well, we still got time. What's
the other one was a digital clock.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. God, I'm retarded.
for this cutting-edge analog technology.
Yeah, looking at a big analog clock thinking it was the same. Always was.
No need to be precise in radio.
Well, you know, yeah, who cares?
As long as you're near the number.
No, we're just going to bail at 355 from now on, though, because last week we totally rushed that dude.
Yeah.
Night Train Memories was derailed.
Late pulling out of the station.
Anyhow.
What's next on the list?
I wanted to talk about guilty pleasure movies. Like, horrible movies, especially Will and I just love, like, quote-unquote bad comedies.
Hell, you know, they're better, and it's not mainstream. That's
we watched Let's Go to Prison twice.
I mean, you mean to tell me, like, what was that piece of crap with Ice Cube? Are we there yet or whatever?
Well, that's
like,
junk. That's real junk.
Yeah.
Keeps
well, that's
real,
not
son.
Comedy for us anyways. It's a,
it's a little
comedy.
Kid comedy. Yeah.
I mean,
starring a guy who used to rap about killing white people.
I want Leo to explain what is a comedy not for me and Will, not for us.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, like
Friday.
Yeah.
Well, Friday's a comedy for everybody.
Oh, no, Friday's great. That movie's a masterpiece.
Oh, yeah. Friday, good lord. The amount of
weed sequels, not so much.
Sequels are still funny, but they're not as good as
the
original.
I don't think I've ever sat through either.
I mean, I've seen parts almost like it's not even. I don't know if it's like different writers or what. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was different writers because DJ Pooh wrote the first one.
And what happened to him?
I don't know.
Hasn't made a name for himself.
He was gunned down by DJ Wipe. No. Anyhow, Leo, you watch a ton of bad crap.
Yeah.
You did when you had that Blockbuster equivalent of Netflix.
Yeah, but now I don't.
The filth you brought into our household. What did we see?
I mean, I watched Wild Hogs. I enjoyed
it. Oh, jeez.
Wild Hogs is doable.
Really?
I mean, it was one viewing. Marissa Tomei just looks hotter by the day. I'm sorry, man. Even if she doesn't have much in the can department.
No, man. People, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can keep looking good in your 40s and 50s if you work at it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean.
People just let it go. They let
it go. Yeah, exactly. Like, you, some.
No,
think,
you
like,
had a Larry the Cable Guy movie, though. Delta Force.
Delta Force.
Oh, jeez.
God, that movie sucked.
Yeah, I could have told you that.
Oh, that dog of mine.
But it's just some movies that, you know, I have to watch it. Like, I don't really, like, you know, sometimes I look at the critics, see what they write
I'm recording
or
this
say.
One. Go
but
on.
I don't really like to listen to the critics because they, like, warp your mind to saying.
That's
thinking.
True.
I don't agree with critics in general because, I mean, like, how can anybody just state their opinion as if it's fact? And it really pisses me off, like, whenever you read, like, a Rolling Stone review of a CD or, like, a movie critic's review, and I guess they're taught to do this. They never say, like, in my opinion or I think.
No.
It's always just, this movie sucks or whatever.
A very declarative statement.
You know, who the hell are you, man? You're not, like, James
you
Cameron
ain't my
or something.
Mama. Yeah.
You know, yeah, maybe Steven Spielberg was saying, hey, this is a piece of ass.
I find it's good to find, like, get a critic you typically agree with and know genres. Like, I love fat-ass Roger Ebert. I like him for dramas and action. He sucks with comedies for the most part because he really craps on, like, lowbrows.
What about Arch Campbell?
Oh, Arch.
I hate him.
Hated by Don and Mike.
Is he still alive? Or
Arch had the butt cancer, like, a year ago, easy. So, a prayer for Archie that he has not left the building. I think Arch is still around.
Yeah,
I haven't heard otherwise.
Who does he look like? Dr. Phil, I guess.
Well,
oh, no, he looks like one of the Mandelbaums from Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
Like the sun.
Yeah. Pre-cancer. Now he doesn't look like much, I'm sure. Hey, we got a phone call. Someone took Mercy.
Who he?
I think they hung up already.
No.
Oh,
no.
Our light just flashes every 10 seconds.
They're still here.
You know.
Hold on, I took that off audition. Maybe that'll help the sound thing.
Let's find out. You there, caller?
Arch is thriving. Oh. He is on Channel 7.
Oh, okay.
And he looks robust.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he still have that mustache?
Yes.
The G. Gordon Liddy?
Oh, yeah, he looks like him, too.
He looks wonderful.
Oh. That's good to know.
Right. Tell him I hope he does.
Stop that, Will.
Sorry.
Take that back.
I'm sorry, Arch. What the hell is Arch short for?
Archibald.
Oh, yeah. Damn it. Or Archie. What jackass nickname is that?
The fact I got it out so quickly is what made it funny.
shows you be patronizing the DC titty bars.
Archibalds. We've never been to Archibalds.
No.
But all DC tit bars suck.
Yeah. No lap dance equals bad.
We've done three. You've done
two. I've done more.
Have you?
Solo expeditions.
Oh,
there's just
creep.
Other times in my life. No.
You creep.
Let me count non-lap dance clubs I've been to. Let's see, one in Springfield, one in Towson, Maryland.
Well, rattle off. Okay, I can rattle off everyone.
Everyone.
I've been
okay.
To
all right, there's the one.
You've been to Crystal City Restaurant?
No, actually, I never have.
Okay, that's.
All right, no, let me think. The order I went to Millennium in West Virginia.
Okay.
Then like 1819 in DC, McDougal's, Chaos in Towson, Maryland.
Jesus, how's that? I've never even heard of that.
A pasty bar.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you wasting your time with that?
I didn't know. I didn't read the information on stripclublist.com.
When did you get the bug to drive to Towson?
For oh, me? I was up there like checking out the studio.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Yeah, you derailed me. 1320 in Springfield.
Is that another pasty?
Yeah. But it's like 20 minutes away.
It is?
All yeah. Virginia ones are pasties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, like Southern Virginia.
Southern VA is the whole shebang, man. Yeah. Lappies and everything.
Richmond and Newport News and
yeah.
Roanoke.
Mm-hmm. It's just us.
Northern Virginia.
We get the bone.
Well, the Showcase.
Yeah, Showcase. We need to send the
Vixens.
INS to Showcase so we can get a seat.
Vixens and that may be it.
I think Vix is
oh, wait, no, and Royal Palace.
Ugh.
I'm pretty sure that's all of them, so eight.
Eight. Good Lord. Leo? You're not a big patron overall.
Nah, not really. I'd rather just be in the act.
Exactly.
Yeah, me too.
Leo doesn't
It's not dabble. As fun as when you like just turned 21 or 18 or whatever.
I don't really remember being bowled over ever.
The first time you go, it's cool. It's because it's like, wow, look at what this hoe will do for a $1 bill.
Yeah, I guess there is a
If only all women you met on the streets did that.
There is a bit of a power trip to be had there.
And, like, you ever buy food after you, like, leave a strip club and, like...
Well, you're paying ones.
Or no, just, like, it's a woman, like, ringing you up or something. You're like, I wonder what she would do for this $4 I'm giving her for this cheeseburger.
I just love how after a strip club, easily for a week, you're paying for everything in ones. You just got wads of them coming out.
Now,
chew away, well.
But I think it's a power trip for the girls.
Yeah, oh, no, I find them humiliating to men. I don't
yeah.
get
no,
people it, who are, like...
Well, if you're, like, drooling all over them, if you, like, throw a dollar bill on the floor...
After you've wiped your ass
no,
with
it. You're going
crumple
to...
it up and throw it forcefully on the ground.
Pick it up without your hands.
Pick it up
bitch.
With your mouth.
Well, they're not going to you. You're going to them.
Yeah.
So, like, if you even just
Yeah, but
there,
some come up to you and sniff
no,
around
I'm talking
for
about
your money.
In,
oh, yeah, in the act,
like, say...
Yeah.
You come to my house, like, I didn't go to you, you came to me.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying, just the fact that you're
yeah.
going there.
Run.
Yeah, but see,
house.
Some of the old ones are just so happy to be grinding on my youthful crotch. It shows.
I don't know.
Yeah, just keep thinking that.
I really don't care for them. I like it when it's a big bunch of friends, but hell, I could go bowling with a big bunch of friends, you know? I'm sure we could go to the wet torso, the whatever the hell the male clubs are, and have a fun time. Who said that?
You do that.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Yeah. You wouldn't think that was funny. And
no.
Now in other news.
God, no. Dude, it'll be like sticking their D's in your
along.
Mouth.
Dude, I'm sorry. A gay male strip club, the crap that must go on there must be disgusting.
No, any male strip club. It's men, man.
Well, yeah, it's true. Yeah.
No, they're like all whores, dude.
Yeah.
Like, no, they,
well, we've always seen the internet pictures of, you know, like, disgusting, busty
Party
wives.
Partyhardcore.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Howard Stern's talking about.
Exactly, where it's like a junk all up in their mouth.
Going, yeah, I think that's the way it actually is, man.
Sounds it. Because one chick called in to Howard. She's like, yeah, these guys will, like, line up the broads, like, triple, quadruple dip them. He's like, yeah, have you ever done that? And she's just like, ha ha, just hangs up.
No, because think about it. It's just like, they're dudes.
Yeah, what do you care?
All men are disgusting.
For the most part, yeah, man.
We have no shame.
I try to. I've had
like, I
wouldn't, close shaves.
I couldn't, like, do that with a fat old chick. That's just gross.
Yeah, they're real troopers with their wieners, man. I ain't got that in me.
Yeah, no.
Mine needs to be feeling the role.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, Mom.
Anywho. All right, what's next on the agenda?
What's next on our things to do?
What were we talking about before?
We were talking about our
strip clubs.
Yeah, but before that, movies, our Secret Shame movies. Like, the fact we love Billy Madison and Tommy Boy, but those aren't, like,
Billy
Secret
Madison.
Shame.
Those are classic. Yeah. Yeah.
They're That's good. True. I mean, they're hated by critics and crap. I guess you
I think
really...
more stuff like Office Space and Idiocracy, like, Underground. Even then, yeah. It's a cult following.
Even then, yeah.
Office Space was hated by the critics.
Yeah. But now, I mean, people love it.
Now, like, it's genius. I mean, everyone it really is a masterpiece of a movie.
Yeah, because it was so true to life.
Yeah, it's retardedly. It's 10 years later. I'm still like, my life is Office Space. Kill me now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not forking Jennifer Aniston. I have no pork, no perks here.
Jennifer Aniston looks like a man.
Dude, I think she's hotter than Angelina Jolie.
Really?
You can skewer me on that.
I never got the big
This is coming
Aniston
from
thing.
A guy who likes Amy Winehouse, though.
True. But, like, I seriously think Brad Pitt effed up. Angelina Jolie's, like, all stringy and stuff. You ever see her arms?
She's looking way too bony now.
And she's got, like, just, like, muscles poking out, veins hanging out.
Well, look at her and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, she looks pretty good there, but still, yeah. Like, look at Jennifer Aniston in, like, that movie with Ben Stiller where he, like, smacks her ass.
Polly.
Yeah. Oh, Long Came Polly.
She's got a nice body, man.
She
does.
She has a nice body, but
I never
her
got
face
the lid
is,
that much. Yeah. It's not like it's bad, it's just completely
it's
plain.
It's because I'm Greek. Well,
yeah,
she's got
like,
a huge
if you
hook
take off
nose.
All her hair.
Hey, man, you and I are Greek last I checked. We're related a little bit.
Yeah, well, I don't mind her big schnoz.
Well, I don't really think she has one.
Well, she knows
that movie.
Still.
Yeah. The breakup. Yeah, her body was looking good.
Yeah, that's I saw that the other day on HBO. That's what made me think of that.
Yeah,
that's like,
but her face is just like if you take off her hair, she looks like a man.
That's it's probably really, true for a lot of chicks.
Yeah,
Leo.
A lot of good point. Well, seriously, I've actually thought. About
Show
that.
Me a chick with a shaved head who's still like hot.
Yeah,
Sinead O'Connor.
I saw Natalie Portman rocking the short hair. What was that?
I don't think she's hot with long hair.
Yeah. Well, she cut it off for Vendetta. So.
Yeah, and then she still had short for that little prequel to Darjeeling Limited.
Yeah,
and,
also,
and even like Demi Moore.
Or still short.
Really?
Yeah.
She finally shows
G.I.
her
Jane.
Her log splitter in that Hotel Chevalier.
I saw a preview.
It ain't bad
that.
For a little real? Midget girl. Like I don't like.
I wasn't willing
so
to
much.
Pay for it on iTunes. So.
It's pay now?
Yeah. Oh, it was free.
Go to
it
like,
was. Yeah.
Oh.
I got it. If
celebrity
you
right, gossip or
dumb
Aries
as
or something.
It's just what's up, Will?
So just go to like a peer to peer or something.
Yeah, peer to peer is gonna have it, but nah, it's just her banging Jason Schwartzman for 5 minutes. Then you see her crapper and you see the side of her cans and.
And then they
okay.
talk about mutual funds.
Yeah. Exactly. I believe you should invest in diamonds. Let me pull a Howard Stern and throw paper at Will.
Like Jackie.
Throwing at Jackie. Oh!
James!
Oh, I miss him. I actually heard that on Sirius the other day. So
what,
bad.
Old Jackie?
No, I heard.
Oh, the Stern show?
I heard 2 days worth of Stern.
Oh, where'd you hear that?
My friend Amy pays for it.
In her car?
Yeah.
And it's really bad?
Yeah.
Do they like curse constantly? Or?
Well, the whole thing was when he first got there, he's like, Artie's funny when he curses, but everyone else isn't allowed to curse. And then I think real quickly he realized he had to save the ship, and he's letting the F word fly left and right.
Right.
He is so tired and so low energy. You can tell none of them want to be there. I mean, it's obvious.
If you're a damn like billionaire or semi-billionaire, I mean, he's more money than he could ever spend. I mean, the dude's
literally,
what, like 50?
Literally.
Yeah.
And does he have any kids or anything?
Yeah, he's
got
three.
He's
got ex-wife. But I don't know. She probably didn't get any of that money because that happened after he was divorced.
No, that's why he did all that, I'm sure.
To make up for what he lost.
Yeah, exactly. He overcompensated. And he got retarded cash, but at the expense of his audience. His audience is like...
No, I'm not going to pay to listen to Howard Stern.
At best, a fifth of what it used to be. I think closer to like...
A tenth.
Yeah.
It used to be like $10 million. Now it's $1 million. Something like that.
Oh, seriously? Yeah.
Or maybe it's like 1.5.
No, he's down to crap, man. He has no influence. The only people he gets in are people like the weirdos that used to be diehard to it before, like Carmen Electra's and junk like that, you know?
Yeah.
He isn't pulling any real guests, like back when he had Schwarzenegger in the day and stuff like that.
He has like Fred Durst coming in every Friday.
Thank you. Exactly. That's perfect.
He does.
That would be no, but that's dead on the
does
caliber.
Still get
of guests.
Like the hose and the hose.
Yeah,
fan,
porn but... stars. Actually, I saw a pretty good video of Jenna hitting the Sibian. On
man, she looks so gross now.
Yeah,
also looks very stringy. No, she was so much hotter like in '95 or something.
A couple miles of battery.
Yes, I definitely agree.
Yeah, well, she's gotten so much work on the lid too, man.
And she also got her tatas taken out, so
I don't mind that so much.
She looks like a pale Nicole Richie.
Yeah,
no, she's better than Nicole Richie.
Yeah,
still,
I'll say that. Nah, she's a sloppy mess now. It's
not
good.
Sloppy, it's skinny and stringy.
It's just that bony Hollywood whore look, you know?
Coco.
Yeah, it's like, send them on a cheeseburger bender, they'd be eminently doable.
Yeah, but, no, I need some meat.
Some meats on that ass.
Smack them fat asses.
What is the line? This is...
There's a couple. One hour, I was like, Jones. Why don't you bend over, hike up them skirts, and let me smack them fat asses.
This is Tracy Morgan as Astronaut Jones talking to Britney Spears, was it, for that?
There's one, it was like Maya Britney Spears Rudolph. And, yeah, Rachel Dratch and Maya Rudolph, and the other one's like Cameron Diaz.
Rachel Dratch is the most disgusting pig being ever.
There's times when she can look like okay, no. Kind of like Sherry O'Terry, but...
Sherry O'Terry was doable. A little bit.
Rachel Dratch, when she just doesn't like have... She's got those weird eyes.
Is she the one that...
She's always like dressed like a boy.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's what I was
She plays like that...
Harry Potter?
Yeah, exactly. Or like that loser Sheldon or whatever with Maya Rudolph.
Yeah.
Maya Rudolph's pretty hot.
Well, I think Maya Rudolph was pregged for Idiocracy.
So that's why she got such a joke.
Oh, that's why the cans are just fighting to escape.
Right.
That's like the fugitive, but boobs.
She's got a pretty good body. Her face can be pretty hoagly, huh?
Yeah.
She has those moles.
Yeah, she's got like, you know, like sometimes we have like mixed people and they're just like extremely pockmarked.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the seal.
Well, he's got like some disease. I forgot what it is.
Yeah, what is Seal's story, man?
He has some disease. Like,
looks like he put a fire out with his face.
No, it's like his face was just got like really scarred when I was a kid.
Really?
So it's kind of like maybe like someone who had like really bad chicken pox or something and just left a bunch
of
scars.
I heard that, but I also heard a different story when I was like in middle school or something.
Well, no, I think this is real. Like, I read on the site.
What did you hear on the playground, Leo?
Oh, yeah, I know this is a fake story.
He got in a knife fight in the Beat It video.
He's the brother.
He used to be like a crackhead and a drunk guy.
No.
And like he passed out somewhere and then the rats start eating his face.
No, it's some disease.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, I know it's a false story. I just, you know... Wanted to tell you what I heard back when I was a kid.
I know that.
He's the only guy on earth who could like knock up Heidi Klum and make an extremely ugly child.
She was on Oprah, and this is how they met. Like they met at a hotel, and like she was like leaving. She was in the lobby. Mm-hmm. She was like leaving, and then like Sil, he just got done with his workout,
and he held her up. No.
Well, he just got
racist
done.
Racist joke of the day.
He just got done with his workout, but he was just in bike shorts.
Uh-huh.
And like, saw the snake.
Yeah, that's what she said.
The black snake.
She saw the junk, and she was like, "Oh my god, I have to have him." And that was it.
Wow,
do that.
I'd rather do Ron Jeremy before I did Seal. I'm sorry.
Bike shorts, it is, son.
Yeah, you know, if you got the mule, show it off. Hell, I got attention for my Elvis junk sock. I told you the one dude when we're next to DuPont checked me out. You didn't hear that?
No.
Okay,
oh, dude.
Yeah, I was just
We weren't with you though.
No, it's just Jerry and Carly, and we're just standing in line.
Dude, gay
for
dudes
a little...
are like, dudes, they'll hit on you whether you want it or not.
Well, man, it's just this brother in like a really high end suit, and he just like looks at my crotch for like 2 seconds, then looks up.
What I kind of remember seeing a gay black dude.
Big ass smile. Like,
hello there.
I blushed, and I was his.
Wait, I kind of remember that.
Yeah.
I kind of remember some... But I thought he was hitting on someone else.
No, he just walked by my junk and looked at it and eyed it up. I felt mentally violated.
I can't remember. God, my memory sucks. I just remember, like...
What's wrong? Is it early in the day?
Oh, no. It was actually at the end of Fridays. There was another gay black dude there. Like, on our way out.
Oh, he wasn't gay. He was just a femme.
No, that dude was gay.
He liked it their ass.
Like any guy, like who's like ripped, wearing an extremely tight shirt.
Oh, I'm thinking of the little Urkel shit. Ooh, you said that. Squirt.
No, and, like right as we were leaving, I think you were talking to him or someone. I was
I was talking to the ripped gay black man at closing.
He was like at the bar, you know what I'm saying?
As I always do. I was talking to a little squirt.
No, there's that dude. I'm saying maybe you weren't talking. I don't know. He was talking to somebody. It wasn't me. I don't think it was Jerry, so it had to have been you.
I talk to people.
Yeah, I'm just saying like a couple words. But
I just don't like this.
He just struck me as like extremely gay. He was like standing at the end of the bar, like towards the window.
End of the bar, towards the window.
It was like as we were leaving.
Talking to Diana, maybe?
No, I thought it was you, because like you were talking to him. I'm like, that dude's probably trying to hit on you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, yeah, I think it was me.
Yeah.
I was just saying what's up, man.
Yeah, I know, but...
Got a dollar.
He was saying what's up in his own way, too.
Exactly.
Without using his mouth.
Making the pantaloons move.
The trouser tent.
Let's put it on track 4 as we get ready to make our exit a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Boy, dude, we got 30 seconds left.
Anything else? Any other topics we can...
Any other
disgusting.
Topics? No, we had worst disaster with women, worst sex, our greatest pickup stories, and annoying crap your parents do. But
For another day.
Although I will talk about the time I knocked open a broad, and right when I was going to quote Don and Mike, tackle the clam, I was farted upon.
Oh!
Yeah. And then I was made to act like I was the prude for not really wanting to go through with it.
Oh, well, I'd still go through with it.
I did too.
I've had girls like butt queef after.
Oh,
anal. Can those people in the hallway hear us?
Probably. Who knows? But we hit our 3:55, which is the new closing time. Leo, I'd like to thank you. Will,
thank you.
Like thank to thank you. You for the rare appearance. I'll actually talk into the mic.
Huh?
We got a no. I said I'll actually.
Oh,
talk I was
gonna say because have I been like low?
No, you've been
show?
Really high actually.
Oh, all
right. And we got Night Train Memories coming up. And we are out.